So good evening, friends. Again, thank you very much for joining this session. As you see, the topic of this seminar is the art of living healthy and free. And I just shared with some of our friends the retreat originally not for the lay practitioner, for the monastic. The reason, because I'm were in the medical field for a long time in Vietnam, and then when I found that it's not really successful when we apply the Western tradition, so especially after the Vietnam War end, and you know the condition is very terrible, so that's why I had to learn to combine between the Western tradition and the Eastern tradition to help the poor people, especially after the war, for the long war. And then now, at the same time, when I became the instructor for the medical school in Vietnam, I learned, I go to the monastery to learn to become monastic. But and then it's very difficult for become the monastic in Vietnam at that time. If I want to be the monastic, I have to sacrifice the career. And you know, it's very difficult to become a medical doctor at that time. Not only the money, the time to invest in that, the discrimination in the education system. If anyone belonged to the family of the South Army, they would be dispelled out of school. And they had to go to what they call the labor camp and education camp. So it's very difficult. Even though we have money, we still cannot get into the school to get education. So that's why not only to help people in the physical problem, I want to become the monastic to help people to solve the problem with the depression, with all the problems left over after the war. And then because they not allow me to wear the robe. So my master made a decision for me to practice but not allow me to wear the robe at the real monastic, so I can go to school and to do the teaching and also go to the charity services to help the poor people. And then in Vietnam, I combine between the East and the West tradition to help. When I came to America in 1994, I have a dream at how to use the new knowledge, new system in America to help to extract or synthesize the medication in a new form by extract the medication from the herb and from what we call the oriental medication. But after I got the doctor degree in pharmaceutical care in the industry, worked with AstraZeneca, Merck, and work with CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, work with the hospital for a while, and I realized that okay, it have a really big mafia in the pharmaceutical industry. And then my dream gone with the wind, because it's not easy doing that. And then from that, I really say okay, so I had to again sacrifice my career. You know, right now the pharmacy career is still one of the most neat career in America, and we got paid really, really good and very flexible work too. But I say, if I continue to work in that field, do I really help the patient, or I help the pharmaceutical industry to poison the patient? That is really a very, very good system to poison. And I would tell you by one, not only they poison the patient, they also through the food we eat, the drink we drink, yeah, most of the chemical we put in there. That's why if you can sit back, relax, and think why 50 years ago we don't have the new industry, we don't have a new medication, we don't have a new technology like now is there. But we don't have a terrible disease, we don't have a chronic disease, we don't have many kind of problem like now today. And also the difference between the Eastern and the Western system, in the Eastern system, we look at the patient as a whole unit. it have an interconnection between one organ to the other, one system to the other. And even though from one person to the other, from one unit to the other, from the human being to the non-human being, to the plant, to the universe. But in the Western system, we have a more speciality right now. So the more we specialize, it looks like the more problem we end up with. They break out the body into the very specific side, and then okay, it have a conflict between one doctor to the other, one field to the other, and that's totally wrong. So again, why I have this retreat? For a long time, we practice under the Vipassana, use the wisdom to look deeply into the body and into the cosmos, how we interfere and how the interconnected and the relationship between us and the environment, what makes we alive, what makes we sick, what makes we have a healthy, good shape. And then I found it very interesting that we can use the energy to help people, not even directly. That's why she told you that, okay, sometime I help her, I save her through the phone. When we have a connect, I know what happened, and then we can send directly through the phone, we can send directly through the air, like we use the wireless to do a diagnostic, the treatment. So that's why I concentrate into the practice. And then after I learn the Vipassana, I go into the Vietnamese Zen. The Vietnamese Zen in our tradition, what we call the bamboo forest, the Trúc Lâm. In that tradition, we have a very intense practice. We had to sit at least 2 to 3 sessions a day, and each session 2 hours minimum. That's why we practiced that for a long time. And even though Vietnamese, I forgot, not even though English. You know, because in monastery, okay, we don't talk much. 25 acres, each monastery and one at another corner. And then we keep silent, noble silent all day long. That's why we can deepen our practice and we can have a strong energy, the power, so we can help more people. And then 2008, I start to help a little bit in my Desert Zen Center in Northeast 50. I came to Oklahoma from 2005. Try to set up the new Zen Center in Oklahoma with the bamboo forest tradition. Unfortunately, that tradition is too hard for Americans to practice. So I have a class to help some, but I modify the program. That's why 2008 I start to cooperate with the Plum Village tradition to incorporate the program together. Not only too superficial, but it's not too hard for American to practice. And I came to Deerport to have Deerport, and then after that they invite me to Plum Village. And when I came to Plum Village, I talk with most of the elder generation. We had a problem now because you see around 50 or 60 people start to get sick. And it's very difficult to get the priest now, the monastic, to come to have a knowledge and wisdom to help people. And especially for the Plum Village tradition, we have a more young monastic. And after the first few months, I practiced, helped the brother and sister, and I found out why you are all so young, 20, 25, that age, okay, you're very strong, you know, and very, you have a lot of potential to help people, but most of them not really healthy, get sick. So that's why I start to write out the program to teach them during the winter retreat. And during the winter retreat, it has some Albert from other monastery in temple come to join the winter retreat, and they found that it's very benefit not only for the monastic but for the lay practitioner. And that's why they asking me to come out to share to the lay practitioner. And from there they spread out in Europe. But because from 2009 and start to live in Plum Village, so that's why from that they spread out to the European country. So for the last few years, I almost spent more than 6 months in Europe to help people over there. I only spent only a few months in America, and then back here. And when 2005, 2006, and she had a problem, especially, and then I disappeared for a few years. In 2008, she got to terrible condition, and she passed out too many times. That's why, okay, when I got the signal, and I came back to Oklahoma 2008 to help her and try to encourage her. But you know, she learned, she overcame the problem, but still not really the best yet, because she still had a family issue with her and a lot of things going on. So that's why she invited me to come here to share with you. And I told her that the program used it for about a week, but only 3 days. I don't think I can do all. But I said I would try. I would try. And last year we had about 3 day retreat for a group in my Madison Zen Center. And now the second time I came back to Oklahoma City to share with you. This is the curriculum or the outline. Hopefully, even though we don't have enough time to go over deeply, but I will talk and share with you some major ones, so we can have an idea what's going on right now in our body, with the society. How can we be our own doctor? You can lean on the family doctor, you can lean on the society, the Western system. But if you have a knowledge a little bit, you will be the best doctor for yourself. And with me, after more than 25 years of practice in the medicine field, I see the advantage or disadvantage of each direction. Even though for acupressure and acupuncture, we learn from the whole body, we learn from the face, from the ear, from the palm. But each one, I will have to select which condition will be the best one for that system through reflexology. And hopefully at the last day on Sunday, I will share with you some. You don't need to do acupressure, the acupuncture, but you can do acupressure. You can check yourself every morning before you wash your face. And then you can check on your excretion, the urine, the feces, the sweat, and the skin, so you know what's going on inside your body. And with the food you eat every day, with the ring you ring every day, and with some simple herb, you can change your life. And another one, that means relaxation, exercise, and meditation. That is the higher level energy. When we know how to yield and how to combine all that one, again, you are the best doctor for yourself. You not only can help yourself, you can help the whole community, and we can together help to change our planet. That's for sure. All right? So, in order to know how to change it, how to do something, we have to know what caused it. That's why you see when the Buddha first, after he got enlightenment, the first teaching he gave, the Four Noble Truths, right? And in the Four Noble Truths, the first one, what he say? The suffering, that what in the present, what in front of us, so we can see, we can experience, right? So when we see, when we experience that, and now we have to ask why we have that, why we have to suffer, and then we have to go and look for the cause of that, right? And when we look for the cause, and we know we have the condition because this, if we want to prevent that condition, the trick condition, we have another way, right? So that is the Four Noble Truths, the order of the Four Noble Truths. So the same thing in here, the science, especially in the medicine, the same follow the same principle of the Four Noble Truths teaching of the Buddha. First, we have to find out the reality, the condition we have right now. And then we have to look, we have to do investigation, we have to see why we end up with this condition. And when we can find out that, we will go and correct it, we change it. So, first, the cause of illness. Secondly, the natural feature of our body. This is very important. Not only our body, every single living being on this planet has this capacity. You see, for example, you had a plant. When you put it under the shade, it had to know how to bend for toward the sunlight to get the photosynthesis. When you put it in a very dry area, the root had to direct to wherever it have the humidity or it have the water, right? When you cut a leaf or the branch, it know how to use the bark to cover, to stop the leaking of the sap, to heal itself. See, even though the plant, the animal, the same thing, and we are the very advanced animal, the human being, so we have a much more system to protect, to heal ourselves. And then for kind of nutrition, this is the main one, because without nutrition, without energy, no one can live, no one can grow. And then we were talking about what the difference between exercise, overwork, and sport. Because the people are still confused, not really know the difference between, say, okay, I'm work the whole day, even though I'm work all the time. I'm not sit down, I'm not laying down, I'm not lazy, but why I'm still get sick? Okay? And other people, they after work, they go out, they play sport a lot. But it's still different. The difference with the exercise or the Qigong or the Tai Chi. Why is that? We will touch a little bit about yin and yang, so we know the condition. With the yin and yang, I will combine with the new system, the Western system. That means we're talking about the acidic and alkaline food. So what kind of food will help our body to become the alkaline? When our body, especially our blood become more alkaline, the immune system will boost up. So the defense system will be very strong. And when our defense system is strong, it not only can defend the outside the invasion, it knows how to take care of the internal problem. Right? And whenever we have the food we eat, but we don't know how to combine, we don't know how to select, we make our blood become acidic, automatically suppress our immune system. And when our immune system is suppressed, and then everything can happen. Not even the outside invasion, the internal problem. And that's what we call the opportunistic disease. And next, we will talk a little bit about the art of cooking, eating, and drinking, sleeping, and breathing. Breathing is the most important in all of this one. And again, I bring with the wisdom of the Buddhist philosophy, I bring all this one into the real life. How everyone, doesn't matter, you are the monastic, you are the saint, or you are the human being, we all need to eat, to sleep, to breathe, to drink, right? The same, everyone still do all the same thing. We all have a 24 hour. But why? Someone know how to use time properly, how to use the food properly, and they were healthy, very enjoy, very relaxed, and they can help society, they can do a lot of great things. But other one had to suffer. And remember, the thing I want to share with you here, not only to help to benefit yourself, because we are living in an interconnected world. Every single thought arrives in your mind. You think it not interfere, it not affect other people, but actually it does. And your condition, you think, okay, you want to eat whatever, you want to say whatever, that is up to you, and you have the freedom to do that. But actually, it will affect other people, it will affect the whole universe. So when we know how to change that, how to correct that, how to improve that, so it's not only to help yourself, it will help your loved one around you, it will help the universe. That is the main thing I want to share with you. But it only helps yourself. Actually, I don't want to come out here. I can stay in the monastery training for the monastic or for the powerful people to do that. And actually, right now, we still have some group of people doing that, secretly, privately. But again, collection energy, community energy, very important. And now is the time for us to do that. We need to be aware about that. And together, we can change our planet. So that's what my main purpose. And again, in art, this one will concentrate on the breathing technique, and we will incorporate this into the walking meditation, in the daily activity, and in the sitting meditation. Because we can stop eating for weeks, we can stop drinking for days, but we cannot stop breathing for a few minutes or a few hours, right? So breathing very important, and I will have some example for you. To see why breathing is very important. If we do that wrong, everything else will be wrong. Even though you eat very healthy food, very correct amount, but if you breathe the wrong, okay, turn out everything will be wrong. And we will summarize some outline for you to remember what we need to do to improve our health and practice. And we will talk about the body rhythm or circadian rhythm. And this is again very important, because 80% of our world population violate this one. And that's why we have a lot of catastrophe right now. What happened in our body will happen to the world, to the planet, because we disturb the circadian rhythm. And again, the last day on Saturday, on Sunday afternoon, hopefully we will have enough time to show you the way you can examine yourself through your face, through your urine, through your feces, through your sweat, through your skin. It's not difficult. If you just learn how to do that and you be mindful for that, you can recognize the first sign symptom right away. And the sooner we can discover, the sooner the condition will go. Yeah. And the way of correct, simple, basically from the food, the ring we use, from the breathing technique through the exercise, through the walking during the daytime, through the relaxation or meditation. That's it. We combine three together or we can go singly. Depend on the condition, depend on the time. Alright, so that's the outline we hopefully we can cover through the 3-day seminar here. Here I just show you some picture to see how we live in what we call that is a lucid dream. We live in illusion because we not really really mindful. We not really know what we are doing, and we are be led sometimes in the wrong direction. We be led to many different directions by the society, by the information, by the media, by the marketing technique, by the advertisement, etc. Even though we carry this body, but we don't know what's going on in here, right? For example, you see here, our gallbladder is small. It's like a chicken egg. It's smaller than a chicken egg. But about 50% of us, 50% of us at least have a gallbladder stone in there. And about 10% already have a gallbladder stone condition and they have to remove. And if we know how to recognize the sign symptom, if we know how to prevent that, or if we know how to do the elimination, purification, you will see it's small, right? But when we use the purification process, it will help to push out. And this is on the, just on the top, not on the bottom yet. This is what we call the sand or muddy calcify. So it's not really hard. Only some small one here. You see the dark green color? This is the hardest one, but this is not really. And when we go to the bottom, you will see really big, really hard. And when we have the gallbladder stone, if it blocks, we can have a sign symptom. It's worse than a heart attack. Really painful. Again, we can pass out for about 10 or 15 minutes. And you see here, it's very small, but day after day, all the cholesterol, all the ingredient in the food we eat, it will deposit in here. And the bottom is the hot one. The top one is the soft one. And it can be broken down and it get blocked into the duct. And the pressure build up. And when the pressure build up, it will damage the liver. So that's why we feel pain. First, secondly, you see another picture here. 80% of the Westerner had a skin condition, especially for the young generation now start to have from very young age. Eczema, psoriasis, and allergy, asthma start, everything from the inside, but not outside, internally. And then when it gets blocked, when it's overwhelming, when the liver cannot eliminate that, and it came out on the skin. But the AMA defined that this is a topical condition. And then they say it's incurable. So that does not make sense at all. If it's topical disease, it's very easy to treat. But here they say, okay, incurable, because we don't know how to find out the real underlying cause of that. That's why we never can treat it completely. And it will come out very often whenever our immune system goes down, whenever we eat something wrong, whenever we expose the environment and our body cannot handle that. And it's coming out right away. So, as you see, this one is with the assistance of some equipment, it will help to detoxify our body. In our body, it have a positive and negative charge, positive ion and negative ion, and it have the current. And even though we eat very good food, but we don't know how to cook, we don't know how to combine, and that's what end up with this one. Not even you take the medicine, you take the Western medicine, that means the synthetic, that is other chemical. Here, even though when we take the supplementation, mineral, vitamin, when we eat vegetable, but we don't know how to cook correctly, because when the land extract the mineral, the nutrition in the soil, that is inorganic. When it take all that with the photosynthesis, it will combine all that one and it make it become organic substance. So if we know how to eat, if we know how to cook, if we know how to combine correctly, that will bring in our body organic, and our body can accept organic substance only. Unless it could not have any organic, it has to take inorganic, but it will have a malfunction. And the rest of that will get stuck in our body, either in the intestine, in the tissue, in the interspace. That means between the muscle, between the cell, between the tissue. So and then when it gets stuck at that, the system will be blocked, the energy flow uneven, and we get the problem, the sickness. And with the system of the equipment, it just how to break down the water and the salt into the positive and negative ion, and with the current come in the body to help to combine and extract on the substance out. So you see, if we have a shower every day, right? We have a bath every day, okay, look at the skin, they're very nice, very beautiful, but we cannot see inside unless we have some equipment, some technique to help us to see how dirty and how much toxin in our body. So the same thing like the gallbladder stone. Lucky right now we don't have any pain yet. So you think, okay, we don't have any problem. But I'm guarantee of you, if you do the fasting purification, at least 50% of you will come out some of that. Even though who already have a gallbladder removed. Last 2 months ago, I have a retreat in Paris for about 60 people, and about 40 people do the purification. Two of them had the gallbladder removed for almost 15 years. But after they do the liver cleansing, it came out a whole bunch. And they asked me why. It's simple, because you still have the same diet, the same problem. When we have a gallbladder, it will deposit in here. The purpose of gallbladder is just the container to hold the bile acid. When we don't have a gallbladder, bile acid sends it, okay, we secrete directly into the stomach, into the duodenum. But the deposit still can hang around here in the duct. When we remove the gallbladder, we remove this one, but the deposit on the sediment and on the cholesterol still around here. So when we do the cleansing, it will kick out all that one, so it's coming out. So if we not change the diet, if we not change the cooking technique, definitely okay, we will have it, right? And then this is another problem, internal. We used to not pay attention much to outside and inside, right? Even though sometimes we had a problem, but we don't know until we feel we don't have the feeling of eating well, indigestion, and distend belly, etc. When we had a problem on our tongue, on our breath, when we've had a feeling of indigestion, that means we already have this condition. Some kind of the accumulation, some kind of the fungal infection. Most of this one is a fungal infection more than a bacterial infection. And why? Because most of the condition right now, we are be too acidic. We have the immune system too weak. Because the diet, American diet, makes our immune system very weak now. So when our immune system weak, the blood become more acidic, the fungal infection become more pronounced than the bacteria and the viral. All right, so back to the cause of illness. Why we have too many sickness, illness, too many chronic disease nowadays? The first thing, because we have too many toxins in our body. We can detect that through the test. We can detect that through detoxification. And if we can listen to our body, we see it gets stuck. And think about that. If you have a room, if you buy a new house, right? When we first buy the new house, it's very nice, neat, clean, and we have a lot of free space. Every week, once in a month, when it's on sale, buy one, get one free. Buy one, get second half. So we just collect every week, every month, a little bit. Not really much. And then we get packed in the closet, in the garage, in the room, in the, everywhere. A little bit, every day, every month. We don't see much. But after the few years, right? Oh, no more space. Right? Especially when you move, when you pack, move. Oh my God, my goodness, where's that? All that stuff. See, so same thing in here. For a long, long time, 30 years, 50 years, you bring it in through the food we eat, through the ring we ring, through the air we breathe, through the skin, etc. And then it just gets deposited everywhere. Even though the elimination system, we have here, we had a bowel movement almost every day. We urinate every day. We sweat almost whenever hot. But it's not enough. If in and out equally, we can live healthy forever. Right? Whenever we had a condition, that means in more than out. So that how it works in our body. If we know how to stop, how to cut down the input, and we help it to have the breath, help it to eliminate, so we are okay. So that's why you see most of the program for healing, for treatment, especially in the East, doesn't matter whatever condition, especially for the chronic condition, the first thing the healing, the healer, the physician do, we have to give the patient a dose of purification, elimination first. Otherwise, if we give the medication to treat the condition, it will not how the body penetrate or absorb 100% of the medication. You see? Secondly, if we want to give the patient some nutrition to help for the weakness or the malnutrition, and then it cannot absorb either. So we have to give the patient one dose of elimination purification first to get the system get clear, and then we will give the medication to correct the problem. And secondly, when we make a diagnosis and when we give the treatment plan, we have to look at the body, at the whole unit, because it's not separate between the digestive system and the neural system and the elimination system. Do you think we start to eat when we put the food in our mouth? No. We start to eat at the moment when we think about how to cook. When you start to think about how we cook, how we prepare the meal, that is the time our body starts to secrete the enzyme and the body get ready already. If we are not a cooker, we start to eat when we start to smell the food already, not until we put the food in our mouth. You see? So that's why the central nervous system, it has to work in cooperation with what? Digestive system. And what happened between the liver and the stomach not get along together? What happened if we had a problem with our teeth? If we not chew well, if we not chew correct, the stomach will take over, right? We suffer from that. And if we eat something and the liver cannot handle, cannot secrete the enzyme, the fluid, we still had a problem with the tension. You see? So that's why, even though inside the digestive system, if we not listen, we not harmonize between the liver, the gallbladder, the stomach, the pancreas, the duodenal, the small intestine, only one problem in one, it will have a problem to the other. Like we had a car, right? Doesn't matter we had the Mercedes or the Lexus. Doesn't matter that is a brand new one. It's only one problem. The whole brand new car, but the electrical system failed. You cannot start. The car still stay there. It cannot move. See, the same thing in here. The whole body has to work together. And when we do the purification elimination, it will help to clear up the toxin in our body. That is the first thing we need to do. And we were talking about this one later on, and I will show you the technique for that one. And I encourage most of you, if you think you have a condition, you should do that. Like, for example, again, when we first buy a house, nice, very empty space, a lot of space, really nice, really neat, right? We just buy things, buy stuff every week, every month, and we start in there. So you don't pay attention to how overwhelmed the closet in the garage or the room. But and then when you start to feel, okay, have a mice in your house, have a cloth, have an ant, have a bad smell, have the water leaking, or whatever condition you feel is something, it's not right, right? Or when you think that, I remember I bought that one, but I could not find that. That is the time for you to go around to clean up, right? The same thing in here. Whenever your body, you have any condition, you feel tired, low energy, indigestion, skin disease, snoring, sleeping problem, high blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis, etc. For women, you have irregular period, you have a tumor, you have a polyp, all that condition. You should at least one per year do the cleanup. And that will help. Otherwise, right now, every single food I'm telling you, this is purposely, purposely. That's why I told you I had to step out of the pharmaceutical service. Because if I explain to that, people believe me, because you know pharmaceutical care, because that is one of the top 10 most in America, right? But and then we again with the company policy. Before I don't know that the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry it connect together. But now that's the except for the CEO only. The rest in the pharmaceutical industry is the director of almost of the food industry. So not only in the medicine you're taking every day, it has a toxic substance in there. Even though we use the chemical to treat the chemical, some condition we use it work, it help. But when we get depend on that, when we use for long term, it become no good. And then below that, the food industry purposely we have more than 15,000 chemicals be synthesized to put into the food we eat with the purpose make it look better, make it taste better, make it feel better, and make we add this to that so that way we can consume more, make we sick, make we get fat, make you have the thyroid problem, make you have all condition. 15,000 chemicals be synthesized from about 300 private labs in America. You can ask people who have overweight and use the sugar less on the diet Coke, diet Pepsi. When you use that, you feel better or not? Definitely not. All right? And how many percent of Americans use milk and milk products? And do you know we are suffering with a lot of conditions, the side effects, the terrible conditions from that product? And what is behind the scene of that milk product? The fast food industry, right? So all that, the chemical, if you can stay away as much as possible, the processed food, you will be safe. Even though we cannot make our own garden to plant our own organic food, we have to buy from the store. But at least when you use the fresh vegetable, it's still much better than the processed food. The chemical, the toxin in the vegetable is still simpler than in the processed food. It's still easier to be eliminated out of our body than in the processed food. And then, like the human being, remember, a plant, a tree, have a capacity to accept, to manipulate, to transform all that. We were talking about that later on, but remember, even though you have an apple, right, and you get ready for summer vacation, 2 week vacation, and say, okay, the weather too hot, so now I make the hole, the big one, right, and I just fill up the water about 200 gallon water in that to make sure when I come back 2 weeks later the apple is still alive, it's still green, right? Do you think it does? Now, if you have about 220 or 30 gallon of water in that hole, only 30 gallons of water, 2 days later, under the leaf will fall. And the next few days, okay, the apple will die. Even though you water with the fresh water, with the nice water, but it's overwatering, okay, the plant will die right away. You see? And if you want to use organic fertilizer, you use the compost, right? And if you dump all the compost into the trunk, you say, okay, I want to feed you on, so next 2 weeks or next month I come back, okay, you will blossom and you green. But not, okay, the next day, maximum 2 or 3 days when you come back, the yellow, it, the leaf turn out yellow, or it fall out onto the ground. And it may die if you not save at the on time. But if we know how to feed it correctly, the plant or the tree know how to consume, how to transform under the chemical to a certain limit. So we were talking about how to select the food, the vegetable in the market when we cannot grow our own garden. But the green one, the fresh one, always the better one compared to the processed one. Alright, so that is the way we eliminate, we cut down the toxin. This is the most important. We have too much toxin get stuck in our body. And when we had a problem with the toxin in our body, remember that the whole body works by the signal from our central nervous system, for our brain. We were talking about it later, how many body in our, how many layers in our body. Seven, 15.